Well, hello. How are you? This is Lisa Consuelo Ryan with Whole Health Designs, and we are here for our winter renewal 10-day detox kickoff call. Now, as I do the call, I'm in my office, and I have to admit, I am freezing. I don't know if you even hear the heater. I have the heater right up against me at my desk here, and we are experiencing some type of bomb cyclone thing going on. But wherever you are in the country, or actually in the world, because this is a global community, you know, you're experiencing something that's either going on with weather, you're experiencing things that might be happening after the holidays, the New Year's resolutions, and we'll talk more about that. So I just want to let you know, first of all, that this renewal cleanse is not just a detox where you're using food to, you know, avoid toxins and get rid of the yuck from the holidays. This is more about discovery of your body, yourself, and self-love. So 2018 is about the new year, same you, more self-love. How about that? And one of the easiest ways, well, I wouldn't even say easy, because cravings and emotional eating can be really, really hard to deal with. But when it comes to self-love, even self-care, food is a pretty good tool to use. And we'll talk more about that in the call. Now, I'm super honored and completely thrilled to be detoxing with you. You know, detox is a great way to get a healthy start. Obviously, either it's, especially in winter, for that new year, same you, right? Not new year, new you, but same you. A good time to have formed some habits, lose some weight. Maybe you gained a few pounds during the holidays. Sometimes we like to do a detox in winter because, you know, soon enough, you'll be hitting the beach in the summer soon. You might not be thinking about that now. I'm thinking about the beach because, I'm freezing. But, you know, you might want to get more energy. Some people even say that they want to look like they're glowing or have some, you know, vitality and feel vibrant. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what detox means, though. Now, winter renewal and all of the renewal cleanses and what I do with my groups, especially the live groups, is to really talk about really talk about how we can work as a community and how we can learn from each other. Now, for the kickoff call, we're going to go over what winter renewal is all about. Why is this different? Why do we do things differently? There are tons of things out there like the keto diet, and there's always been paleo. There's so many things, especially at the new year, so many people coming at us. And I just want to let you know that I'm really actually very honored that you chose to be with me. I've been working with gorgeous souls who want to learn more about how to eat, not just, here, tell me what to eat, and I'm just going to do it, and then I'm going to do it for a little bit, and then I'm going to, you know, go back to old habits and stuff like that. That's not what we're all about, because we're not really restricting in a way where it's so long-term and it's so hard on your body. This experience is going to actually have your cells sing, and you're going to feel lighter, and you're going to have more balance. And we're going to tie that into all aspects of health, not just the food part. We'll talk about what to expect during your cleanse, how to set yourself up for a successful cleanse. We'll talk about the materials that you're going to be getting, the bonuses that come with your program, the coaching that you'll be doing with me, and the group support, which is very crucial. A lot of the times, and I'll throw this, you know, I just want to tell, throw this information out there for you, and you can take it or leave it, but there's been actually research done about those who get sick with a chronic illness or actually deal with, actually die. And a lot of it is dealing with community and feeling connection. If you have a strong support system, or you feel at least connected to someone that's like-minded like you or doing the same thing that you're doing, that's why I always love doing this in a group. I cleanse with you, actually. And while you're going through the program, I'm doing it with you. I've been doing this for years, like I said. And each and every time it's different for me. Each and every time it's different for, you know, anyone in the group. We have lovelies in the group that have been doing, you know, the detoxes with me for almost 7 years. Some of you are brand new, and we welcome you, and we're here to support you during your 10 days. And we're, you know, you'll see on the Facebook forum that it's a very tight-knit community. And, you know, connection is actually what keeps us healthy. So if you feel connected, if you feel like you belong, this is going to help foster, you know, maintaining that healthy vision throughout your whole year and even beyond, okay? So I just thought I'd throw that out there for you. And if you want more of the research, I can actually send that to you. So you just let me know. I'll send you some links and some information about that. Now, we'll talk about daily instructions, and then we'll do a Q&A time. So hopefully you're ready. This call, you know, I try to keep it as, you know, not very long. I try to keep it as efficient as possible, because I talk about nutrition and wellness and juices and smoothies and healthy food. I could talk about that for hours and hours and go on and on and on. And there's so much to tell you. But I want to respect your time. And I also know that you're ready to get going. So get yourself some paper, a notebook. A lot of you love to have journals. I'm a journal whore, so I have tons of them. And you can just, you know, take some notes. I'm recording the call as we speak there. I'm looking right at the recording button, and it's on. And I'm going to go into some details. I don't want you to miss anything, but you won't. And I actually have a nice winter chai tea that I've been making. I drank this all day at the juice shop, and I'm drinking it tonight. It's all caffeine-free, too. So it's Traditional Medicinals is the brand, if you want to try it. All right. So let's curl up, and let's enjoy the call together. Now, I'm going to tell you about the Juicy Detox details and everything about winter renewal, but a little bit about me, especially if you are new to me. As you know, I'm a certified integrative nutrition health coach. That means that I deal with holistic nutrition. I just don't talk about food. I'm going to talk about your job. We're going to talk about stress or being busy. I'm going to talk about your cell phone use. I'm going to talk about, are you moving your body? So during the 10 days, you're going to be really probably surprised, because we're not just going to be talking about the menu and food. We are going to be talking about breathing. We might even be talking about what to do, how to set up your pantry. It's going to be really exciting. It's different every time. So I'm excited to see what happens for us during our 10 days. But for me, I was not always this health coach type person. I started dieting probably at the age of 8. When I was 8 years old, I just remember getting ready for a dance recital, and I had on pink tights, black tap shoes, you know, with the little ribbons, yellow cowgirl hat and little fringe on the little dress that I was wearing and the leotard. And I had tons of makeup on, blue eyeshadow and blush and red lipstick, and I was on top of the world. I was a really shy kid. I remember I didn't even speak in second grade. I just remember sitting there in class, and my teacher would call on me, and I just couldn't even mutter any words to say. And I really didn't talk to anybody. I just remember just being really, really, really shy. And so by the time I got into third grade, I was coming out of my shell a little bit more, and I remember I was getting pictures taken for this dance recital, and I was posing and just smiling and just laughing until someone who was dear to me told me I was getting chunky and I better watch it. So, of course, as a little kid, I just was crushed because I equated eating too much or being not perfect would equal, oh, I wouldn't have love or wouldn't be good enough. And so I continued to watch it, I guess, after that. That just crushed me. And I actually didn't really eat. I would eat only 5 things a day. I would only allow myself a stick of gum, 1 slice of toast. I mean, that's how strict I became. And I did that for a while. I remember being in 5th grade writing things down. So that thought process carried with me pretty much throughout, even in my adult life. So by the time I was in my 20s, actually, I would do every diet in the book. So Body for Life, Weight Watchers. I've done the South Beach diet, Atkins diet. I think it was low-fat diet, something like that, where I had all these carbs on my plate. Like right now, the keto diet, people will be screaming if they saw my plate because I had rice and pasta for dinner and some garlic bread. I remember doing that all the time in my 20s. But I ended up getting very, very sick. I actually stayed on South Beach diet for 4 years, and I was only on phase 1, right? And if you ever knew about this diet, phase 1 dealt with no sugar, which, of course, we don't want sugar in our diet, but it actually eliminated natural sugar, especially fruits and vegetables. I'm sorry, fruits. And I didn't have a banana for almost, you know, I did not have a banana or strawberry forever. So that said, I got really sick. I had hyperthyroidism. I had chronic fatigue syndrome. I was exhausted. I had fibromyalgia, tons of pain. Sometimes I wouldn't be able to go to work. I was a teacher back in the old days. I had chronic cystitis, rosacea, I was really tired a lot. And looking back now, I had depression. It was just a time where I thought, wow, I'm young. What am I doing? Why am I so sick? I was on tons of medications. And it wasn't until a turning point happened when I was told by the urologist that I needed to have an operation on my urethra and all this stuff. And I thought, you know what? This can't be. I'm going to have to find out what's really going on here. I really think I'm going to try some alternative ways to find out. And then that's what led me to where I am now. I started with acupuncture and cranial sacral therapy. I did tons of herbs. And all of my symptoms started to be alleviated. But it wasn't until I got the food piece intact where I was able to get off of medications. I have not been on any since, when I was 28, and I'm 48, so it's been 20 years. And I really feel that a big part of that switch was with the food. When I started to learn how to eat for my body and eat anti-inflammatory foods, that's when I started to really make strides. The acupuncture was great. Everything that I was doing was helping. The herbs were helping. Even after 9 months, I felt much better, but it wasn't until I got that food piece down. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about for winter renewal. I did do a detox with my acupuncturist, you know, when I was going through all of that and healing. And I remember spending over $200 and some for a brown bag, paper bag of supplements. And they had this paste. And it wasn't Ayurvedic or anything like that. And in fact, I love Ayurvedic medicine. And we talk about it actually during detoxes and things like that. But it was like this paste, and it tasted like dirt, I think. I don't know what dirt tastes like, but it felt like it. And I quit after 3 days because you weren't allowed to eat. I even called on day 2. I called the acupuncturist. He's like, what can I do? What can I do to make it through this? I'm exhausted. I'm hungry. What's going on? And she just said, well, You could do some type of vegetable broth and sip it, but don't eat the vegetables. And I was just like, okay. So by day three, I was done. I felt defeated. You know how you feel? Like, oh, here I go again. I can't do anything right. Kind of a lot of, not a lot of self-love right there, right? So anyway, I got really interested in this detox. Interesting. You know, I thought this was pretty interesting. I knew that it was effective. I knew that it was needed. And we're going to talk even more about that in a minute, about why we do need to cleanse. But the big thing was, is that I started getting certified in nutrition and started looking at this specialization in a healthy, safe, effective detox, cleansing, rebalancing, renewing. And it's really exciting that we get to do this actually together for 10 days. So the main thing that I learned, and then you are going to also learn, and even if you've been with me for, you know, for the years that we were talking about, or if you're part of, you know, the Clean and Sexy group, and you've, you know, you've been going through season and noticing different changes, the thing that we all want as humans is balance. We want balance within our blood cells, right? So physically, we strive for 7.365 pH balance, and that keeps us at optimum health. So over time, stress, which is the number one cause of inflammation, other inflammatory foods like caffeine, sugar, dairy, gluten, sometimes even soy for some people, that can tip us over to the acidic side, which leads to, you know, the inflammation, and that leads to chronic illness. Even feeling that not belonging feeling or not feeling connected to others, a community, can also be pretty acidic. It causes stress. It causes, you know, it could even cause your adrenals, like the fight or flight going on in your system, which, you know, over time can really, really affect how you think and how you feel, and it can even, you know, hinder weight loss. So our bodies want balance to keep us living. Our bodies love us. We breathe, you know, our bodies breathe for us without us even knowing. Our lungs do that for us. Our body, you know, our heart pumps blood. We're just living, and we're reaping all, you know, we're reaping, I wouldn't say rewards, but we're able to live life because our bodies love us so much. And our bodies are going to pay attention to any type of pain and going, you know, your body's going to focus on that pain and try to heal or try to do whatever it can to make you not feel that pain. But unfortunately, other parts, other organs, things in your body doesn't get attention. So we really want to find that balance so that everything, your life force is vital. And the way that we can do that is to bring more alkaline foods into the body. So right, we have acid and alkaline. You can actually test to see how acidic you might be by using your pH strips that you can get off of Amazon. They're actually called pH strips. Or you can get them at a natural food store. I know Whole Foods has a whole section on this. I mean, it depends on where you live, but usually in the health and beauty part of the store, you can actually ask someone who works there, and they will definitely help you. So you can get some insight about what's going on inside your body. It's not perfect, right? And stress is the number one cause of inflammation. So until we learn to deal with things that are, you know, even things that we can't control, and how to let go, and how to breathe, and how to, you know, practice that self-love that we were talking about, especially for 2018. You know, it's not until then where we can try to manage things to keep things balanced. Because kale is amazing. We're going to have kale during our winter renewal. Kale is a winter food. We are going to be doing seasonal foods during winter. And I'll also get to that in a second. But the main thing, especially during our detox, is to really start to focus on that balance. How does this make me feel? Huh, not too good? I'm going to have to make a choice here. Do I want to be uncomfortable and not choose something that isn't good for me? Or am I going to, you know, take bravery? Or I'm going to go for something that, okay, I might be uncomfortable for a while, but then I know this is the best for me and the best for my body. Even signing up for Winter Renewal and to be a part of the Clean and Sexy membership, if you are a member, that's brave because you actually are investing in yourself. And for a lot of women, and actually we have some really awesome men who are also joining us, we don't take time to do that. So please give yourself a big hug and just to congratulate yourself because you are being very brave to take this step. And when I talk about balance, we also strive as humans to have balance within nature. Right now, all I want to do is eat something really hearty and warm, like a warm soup and a stew, during our winter time here in Annapolis, Maryland. We're on the East Coast, and like I said, we are being hit pretty hard right now with freezing cold and snow. We also tend to go inward. Just like animals in nature, we want to rest more. We hibernate. Everything gets quiet, gets still. And that's okay. This is a very yin time of year. And in Go Clean Sexy You, in my cookbook, I talk more about this and how we can tell if we're in balance or getting a little bit out of balance, such as if you feel very scattered or you're not able to focus. There's an imbalance going on there, especially during the winter, because this is a time to go within. Now, for your foods, during winter time, the focus is on reserving energy and resting. So our bodies need warmth more than ever. So the principle that foods that take the longest to grow, like those root veggies, carrots, sweet potatoes, beets, turnips, you know, something really, really warming. These are going to help us with our resting because they take longer to digest and they help sustain that internal temperature that we need to keep us warm. We're also going to know that azuki beans nourish our kidneys. And during the winter months, according to traditional Chinese medicine, our kidneys rule this time of year, so we want to nourish them. We want to make sure things are in balance there. We're going to be cooking our foods longer during this cleanse, at lower temperatures. Like I said, stews and soups. We're going to be roasting some veggies. We're going to make this where we're going to keep our bodies warm as possible. Now, granted, if you are in California, we have friends in California. We have friends in Vancouver, Canada. We, you know, have people signed up. We have somebody from Costa Rica, a few people in London. So it all depends on your weather, obviously, and what you're dealing with. If you're in the southern hemisphere, you're kind of a little bit opposite of us, obviously. But that said, the Winter Renewal Cleanse is going to be focusing more on the root vegetables this time. Now, we want balance within each other as humans. We don't really like to have, you know, a conflict or an argument, or if there's something that's uneasy, we just don't like that and we try to avoid it at all costs. You know, we want to feel connected globally. We want that balance globally too. So I won't talk any more about the background of how things got started with me in detox. But, and, you know, about the balance anymore, because I think you might have gotten the picture here. So during Winter Renewal, this, you know, we're going to be paying attention to that balance. How do things shift for you? What feels good? What doesn't feel good? What will you take beyond the cleanse? Because I don't want this to be 10 days and then you're done and then a month later you tell me I gained weight back, or I'm exhausted again, or I'm still not sure what to eat, what works for me. You know, obviously 10 days is not magic. Not everything's going to change immediately for you, but I want this to be where you find rituals and lifelong habits. Rituals are things that you want to do. Like I've noticed lately, throughout the years of doing cleanses and our live group cleanses, sometimes I didn't realize this at first, but I used to do, like I would do a fall detox, we would do fall renewal, and somehow I would plan it during the new moon or a full moon. And then I would hear from a lot of people, I can't sleep. I don't know. Is this the detox? What's going on? And it's, oh, we did it during a full moon. Of course we can't sleep. Our bodies are in tune with nature. Obviously the full moon is pretty disruptive, right? And in a good way, but it can actually do a lot of awakening. You're releasing, there could be turbulence through that, releasing things, letting go. And so I now try to do rituals with the new moon and full moon and try to do a lot more being with nature with that. And that's just me. That's what I've learned from a renewal detox program. I mean, obviously I learned many, many other things from all of you. But that was one thing that I started to realize, wow, I'm doing these rituals now. And I want these to be habits where it's kind of like brushing your teeth, like drinking your water with lemon in the morning, automatic. You're not even thinking about it. That's what we're going for here. So are you ready to find out more about winter renewal? All right. So remember, this is a simple whole foods cleanse. This is what the detoxes I developed are like. You might be able to Google this. I'm sure Pinterest has tons of things like this. But the big thing about this, as I mentioned, is having someone to coach you, to answer your questions, to tweak the menu for you. That's going to be key. Also, the community is going to be a big, big part of your success. So this is simple. I promise you're not going to be doing thousands and thousands of ingredients and you're just like, okay, forget it. I don't even know what half of these things are. Really. Yes, you'll be eliminating caffeine and sugar and gluten, processed foods, alcohol. Sorry, especially if you're a wine drinker. I know I love my kava, but, you know, we're eliminating all of that for 10 days. But you're going to eat just normal foods, like your veggies, some fruit. They're very low glycemic fruits that we'll be eating. Everything's going to have a good carb, a good fat, and a good protein in even a snack, all your meals and even snacks. So just think about that. And that's going to be very important. So we'll have great soups and stews. We'll have a juice. And the reason why I'm adding this, because I know, especially if you're dealing with cold weather, you might not want to drink it. You really do need juices, especially during the winter time. This is cold and flu season, and we have to protect our bodies from getting sick. And drinking juice, because when you drink juice, liquid nutrition goes straight to your blood cells, and that's going to be really helpful for you. But we only have one of those. And then we might have a few, I think we have like two smoothies. So, all good stuff. The plan is perfect for people who are busy. That's pretty much a buzzword, I guess, for all of us. I try not to say that word because we're just all busy. So, I mean, when someone asks me how I'm doing, I really try to avoid that just because we all have stuff to do. And so each day is going to be spelled out with menus and recipes and shopping lists. And you could just prepare your meals either in advance, grab and go, and we'll talk more about prep and what to do for that. So you'll be eating three meals a day plus two snacks. The program is virtual, so you can access it anytime. And your main menu, which is in the detox manual, your shopping list, even the chart, you get like a little chart, which is really cool. You could put it on your fridge or put in your, you know, put in your planner, or you can use it on your phone. That's going to be big for planning. And you're going to get everything 24 hours after this call. Okay, because we're finalizing everything. We do new menus each time for the core program, for the core 10 days. I will also be, during the cleanse, this is key, especially when you're getting coached, I'll be checking on you with video. I will also be able to send you a love note each day. Like I said, it's not just about the food. We'll talk a little bit about the food, like the greens and the whole foods and seasons, but we'll get into fitness, we'll get into breathing, we'll get into even journaling. That is actually one thing that I would like you to start now. And we'll talk about that in a moment for when we talk about a successful cleanse. All right, and so group support, and we'll also have some guest experts that are, you know, mad talented and awesome. So this is an event. This is a live group, as you know, and this is just not doing a program. It's going to be just a fun, super fun time, okay? So hold on a minute. I'm going to drink some water. Okay, there we go. All right. So things that, you know, when we talk about the foods, I want you to know that we'll be avoiding processed foods and beverages because the artificial ingredients and additives make the body work harder. So we're going to let the body, you know, rest a bit by enjoying foods in their whole real form. We're going to skip sugar, added sugar, because there's no nutrients in that. Sugar is just as addictive as drugs. There's a lot of research that shows that. And in excess, it leads to weight gain and inflammation. So no sugar, no added sugar there. Dairy, we're going to omit dairy because even though you're not allergic, you could benefit from a break. It could be the root cause of feeling tired, digestive issues, lots of inflammation. Gluten's the same thing. If you feel bloated, fatigue, or moody, you may be gluten intolerant, and you might not even know it. So once you stop eating this protein, which is mainly found in wheat and barley and rye, you're going to see a difference. And then there's caffeine. It's a false energy booster. It masks a lack of sleep or bad food choices, right? You drink coffee, it always goes with a bagel, right, or a muffin. It's highly acidic, which makes it tough for your digestive system to handle. And it leads into that trap of, you know, not sleeping, drink coffee. The caffeine keeps you up. Even if you're drinking it in the morning, it does wreak havoc on your system. So it could help you. It could actually not help you. It could hinder you from not getting the best sleep. And then, of course, we're going to omit alcohol. Booze messes with your metabolism. Has empty calories there. We don't need any of that. Interferes with sleep. Our poor liver, which we're trying to detox, you know, we don't want our liver to work overtime. So we're going to be omitting that. Now, what you should expect, now it's different for everybody. So usually, though, days 1 through 3, you might want to, you know, you might not be too happy with me. Hopefully you'll still love me. But if you drink a lot of caffeine right now, and if you're eating lots of sugar, lots of carby sugar stuff, you know, don't worry, though. You've got your pre-cleanse material, so hopefully you're starting to wean off of all of that. There's instructions in the pre-cleanse packet for you. And I have to be honest, it is different for everyone. But you might have headaches, you might feel tired, and this is completely normal, so don't worry. Don't think that something's wrong with you if you're feeling this way. This is totally normal. But it's doable. It's doable. So for days 4 through 7, as you shift away from foods that are hard to digest, they're allergenic, they're addictive, you'll notice positive changes in your body. You'll notice positive changes in your energy, your mood. So you'll be thinking, all right, I could do this. I got it. And then by day 8 through 10, you know, you're feeling pretty good here. You have momentum to continue living clean. You could feel that balance vibrating inside your cells there. And then you're watching your family and friends because they're watching you. And you'll notice that they'll start to change. It might not be now. It might be 2 years from now. I know with my husband when I started, you know, my journey with my wellness here, my wellness journey, at first he was not with me at all. We would fight about it. And it wasn't until I just said, okay, forget it. I'm going to let go. I'm going to do my own thing. He started to watch how I started to feel good and how I got off of the medication. You know, obviously, I didn't have to deal with medications and how I was able to say, all right, you know, things are pretty crazy right now. I can't believe that this is happening. So I know that I got to watch, you know, how I respond to my stress. And having, you know, kind of talking things out with him and just as he watched me kind of deal with making smoothies and juices and how it made me feel, you know, amazing, then he started trying it. And then now he probably makes more smoothies than I do. Seriously, I'm not even kidding. He loves to drink it. He loves to drink his vegetables. Let's just say that too with the juices. So anyway, daily instructions. I want to tell you about that quickly. And then we're going to go into the top steps for a successful detox. And I think that's it. We'll do a Q&A if anyone has any questions. And then I think you're on. You know, you're on your way. All right, so daily instructions. This is also in your manual. But following these guidelines during your detox can actually enhance things for you. You can also develop some cool habits and rituals. So the one thing that I would like you to do is drink a glass of water upon waking with half a lemon squeezed into it. This helps break down the mucus in the body, alkalizes the tissues, helps, you know, balance things out in your blood cells, and you have to drink a lot of water. Sodas, coffee, caffeinated teas, even decaffeinated teas aren't really, they're not in our plan. You want to do a caffeine-free tea, that is perfectly fine. But we're trying to do away with things that are processed. You're also going to have 1 tablespoon of Bragg's apple cider vinegar. You could take that after you drink your water. You could actually put that tablespoon in a salad dressing. You could put it in your soup. You don't have to do a shot of it, although many people love to do it. It's raw, it's unfiltered vinegar, and you can find it at any grocery store. Bragg's is the brand that I recommend. It really kicks any cold's ass, I tell you. I will tell you that. The minute I start to feel a sore throat, I make sure I get my Bragg's in. My kids, who are now 13 and 14, do the same thing. They're like, Mom, I need the apple cider vinegar. I don't want to get sick. So there's also other benefits, especially during your cleanse. So obviously it helps remove your body's toxins. It's rich in enzymes. It alkalizes pH balance. It supports the immune system, promotes digestion. I mean, they have a list of things on their site if you ever want to, or you can read the bottle when you buy it. It'll probably have a list of benefits. And the skin is the thing that they talk about, you know, helps maintain healthy skin. And I'm all about that, so I'm always going to be doing my apple cider vinegar. So that's part of winter renewal. You're going to be doing 10 minutes of breathing exercises. I have a little exercise in your manual. You could do whatever you want. You could just breathe in 3 times when you wake up in the morning, lying there in your bed, or when you're driving your car and you're parked at the stoplight. So that's something. Breathing stimulates the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is your seat of immunity. So we really, 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 especially during this time of year, want to boost immunity. So breathing is key, and it's also great to help with any types of busyness or that stress. We'll also do dry brushing. Now, this is done typically in the morning, but it could be any time. You know, anytime before you take a shower. Dry brushing also stimulates the lymphatic system, boosts circulation, helps remove dead skin cells. This is great for your cleanse because as you expel toxins by the food that you're eating and by eliminating inflammatory substances, the dry brush will help move things along even quicker. And if you could get a massage on days 1 and 3, because those are, you know, the typically the more complicated or challenging days, massage moves the body, increasing circulation, improves oxygenation, and aids the lymphatic system to help remove toxins even more from the tissues. So that's going to be something I would love for you to try. You could get your dry brush at Bed Bath & Beyond. Amazon has tons of nice ones, nice bamboo handles. You want to make sure everything's environmentally friendly and clean. Try not to get anything plastic. And then go from there. Now, really quickly, to set yourself for success, we, you know, have 6 steps. All right, for your 10-day program here. The first one is to set goals. I know that many, many people nowadays say, oh, resolutions, they're really a waste of time. No one sticks to them. They seem so hardcore. And you know what? I agree with that. I used to make 75 resolutions every January 1st, and of course I never kept any of them that I did for a long time. Let's just say that. And by January 15th, you know, I was back to some old ways there because it's really, really hard for your mind, your body, your brain to make all of those changes all at once. So that's why with the 10-day detox, this winter renewal, we're going to be taking things step by step. And with your takeaways, you might just take 3 things away. Like maybe it is the water. Maybe it's apple cider vinegar. Maybe it's writing in your journal and documenting how your day went. So this is going to be interesting to find out what your goals are or intentions. So before your day one arrives, I want you to write down 1 to 3 things that you want to accomplish or achieve. Referencing this will help you keep your eyes on the prize. And when your enthusiasm isn't so high, I will tell you by day 3 or 4, most likely you'll go, all right, the novelty's wearing off. Real life is setting in anyway. This happened at work. Oh, my goodness, what happened at home? You know, you have to make sure that you're able to fight through that uncomfortable feeling. Your body, your cells, are, like I said, are probably singing for joy that you're treating yourself so well. And things are balancing out, but it probably feels different. So we're going to be working together to fight through that, not the hardcore fighting where you're, you know, crushing things, but more about, okay, let's see how we can shift things and make it work for you. Okay, so I want to know 1 to 3 things I want you to post on our Facebook page. I'm going to probably ask you. I do this every time. And I really want you to kind of keep reminding yourself of that. And then we'll also remind you, too. I'll remind you. The group will remind you. Now, prepare the people in your life. That's our second thing to do. Tell them that you're doing this, especially the people that you eat meals with, maybe coworkers at lunch. When you're bringing in your salad jar for day 3, they're going to ask questions. It's going to be really, really hard, especially if you get home and pizza's delivered at the door. So I'm not saying you have to tell people don't eat this and don't eat that while I do this, but just let them know what you're up to and ask them for support and see how they can support you. Probably 99.9% of the time, those, you know, your loved ones or people that you are with will support you, and they'll get excited too. And this is where 3 comes in. They might even join you. So invite them to. We still have time to sign up. In fact, Winter Renewal Detox is available, available all the way up until the first day of spring. So we have months to do this. But obviously for the live group, you have the community, you have me, and you can have your friends sign up. The link is on my site, wholehealthdesigns.com. So, you know, that's a way to get community involved and get connection. You can text each other, or you can actually cook food together, cheer each other on. So having our community is going to be, you know, a big part of a successful cleanse. Drinking plenty of water is four. Water with lemon in the morning, like we talked about, but drinking half your body weight in ounces. This is not an exact science, of course, but this is just a quick way to say, all right, if someone weighs, who knows, I'm really bad at math, so I'm going to keep it easy. 100 pounds, who knows? Who is that? Who knows? But maybe a 10-year-old or whatever, but 100 pounds, half your body weight, you should be doing 50 ounces of water. So, you know, make sure, and especially if you're exercising, I would add 10 to 20 more ounces onto that. Drink, drink, drink. A lot of the times when you feel hungry, you're actually dehydrated. And you might get sick of me saying that during the cleanse, but it is true. So drinking lots of water is going to be a big way to make changes in your life during the detox. And then also, this is another thing you'll notice, you'll be eating every 2 to 3 hours. It's most likely 3 hours. And you'll have your breakfast, snack, lunch, dinner, or I'm sorry, lunch, snack, and then dinner. You'll probably stop eating about 2 to 3 hours before bedtime just to allow digestion to begin and, you know, to foster a good night's sleep. This is going to be key because you'll be eating every 2 to 3 hours. And this will help eliminate that nonstop nibbling that can happen during the day. And this will also help keep metabolism steady. And you could actually identify hunger there. Am I really hungry? Or am I just thirsty? Am I dehydrated? Or did something just, you know, am I stressed out about something? Or did I stay up all night thinking about what I need to do for the next day and worrying about that? And then you're tired. And then that leads to, obviously, wanting something that's going to be a pick-me-up, and that's usually that sugary, carby thing, and so on. So that cycle can happen. So that's why when we do winter renewal, you'll see that eating every 3 hours will help, you know, help you keep on track and steady instead of getting into that cycle there. And the last thing I would love for you to do, which is a big part of your detox, is to keep a journal. We're not being really specific about it. You actually get a journal that comes with your program, but this will heighten your awareness and transform your relationship with food. A friend of mine who actually was one of our guest experts, this is probably 4 years ago, she had said something very powerful. She actually talked about journaling during our journaling day. That's usually day five or six, usually in the renewal cleanses. And she said that we hide behind our food. And that is true. Food is very personal. Sometimes we feel attacked when people start talking about the ways that we eat or, you know, our choices. So before you start your detox, it's actually even a good idea to jot down ideas about how you feel about things. Write down your intentions. Even if your intentions, you could write them down and put them on the fridge, put them in your office, you know, put them on your phone as a reminder. Just make sure that, you know, you're documenting here and there. Oh, this felt good. I ate this and I didn't feel good. So maybe I won't add this back in after the 10 days. Okay, so 6 steps to a successful cleanse are you're going to set your intentions. You're going to prepare the people in your life. You're going to invite a friend to join you and be a part of the community. Drink plenty of water. eat every 2 to 3 hours, and journal. Okay? So right now, I think that might be everything. I would like to do a Q&A. Let's see if we have some time for that. I did have some people, some lovelies, send in their questions. We always do this, especially for the kickoff call. And while I'm looking for the questions there, and I'll actually put the question key ready, Q&A key, and it's *6 if you have any. So if you have any questions, just raise your hand by pressing *6. So what goodies do you get for winter renewal? You get your detox manual, and that's going to be pages and pages with the FAQs, the new menu, breakfast, lunch, snack, lunch, dinner, everything. Everything's thought out for you with recipes that are 5 ingredients or less for a lot of it, 5 steps or less. And then you're going to get your shopping list. You're going to get a menu supplement, which you can use. Like, let's say you look at the plan and you're like, oh, I love it. But then maybe on day 7, you're like, you know, I'd already had the soup twice. I think I'm going to switch things up and look at the supplement and try something different. So you're actually getting 2 plans in one there. We also have a bonus recipe cookbook. You have your journal. We have some guests. My coaching, obviously, is very important because I really want to make sure that everything's okay. Like I said, you can download a plan and, you know, off of Pinterest or something that you can, you know, copy, but it's not the same thing as actually having a certified coach or someone who's actually, you know, able to help you tweak things or answer questions for you or keep you motivated. And that's where the group comes in, the accountability. The group, like I said, it's been 7 years, almost 7 years, and a lot of us are new, a lot of us can be returning, a lot of us are part of the Clean and Sexy membership. So it's really excited that we have this well-rounded group that we can lean on. And even if you've done a detox before, you can learn something new. I learn something new from all of you every time, and especially about myself. And I discover things that are so different that happened 4 years ago that happen now. So interesting. So it's a very cool party that we got going on. So it's exciting. So questions. Anybody? Okay, so no one's raising their hand this time. All right. Well, all right. So let me get to the 2 questions that I got in email. So big thing is that what do I do if I slip when I go out to dinner? I have to go to a rehearsal dinner during the cleanse. What happens if I have a sip of wine or steak? Okay. All right, so first of all, we're all human. We're not expected to be perfect. So that said, though, you know, you're going to do the best you can, but I want to make sure that you are planned. Planning equals success. You already have the plan. You'll get the plan. Everything's thought out for you. You're going to most likely, you know, feel a difference in your body when you adhere to the plan. This is a learning experience, though. So what you can do is eat before the party. A lot of times that helps. Having that good fat, the good protein, and the good carb that you're going to be having with your meals with winter renewal. You can also bring something to the party. Now, if this is a dinner, like that rehearsal dinner, maybe things are already set in stone. So do what you can. Make sure you could even have some sparkling water with a lime in it and carry that around with you. I've done that many times, and people have no idea that that's not alcohol, right? And if you do slip, get back on track as soon as possible. And, you know, then, you know, just don't beat yourself up, because the more we do that, that turns into that diet mentality, and then it leads to us going, oh, well, then just forget it. I just you know, might as well start. I'll start over again on Monday. And then we just never do that, right? We keep starting over and over. So don't beat yourself up about it. Remember, you can even tap into me and message me and say, guess what? I have this party coming up. What could we do? The best thing, actually, you can do, too, actually, is to alert the group and tell them what's happening and say, hey, I need to go to this party. Any advice? And you'll get tons of advice. Okay? The next question is about sweets. So my sweet tooth is crazy. I can't. What can I eat to satisfy it? Because I usually just turn to chocolate. Okay. So first of all, your sweet tooth is going to be a lesson for you. This is going to be a learning experience big time. So for now, we're going to be turning to fruit, such as a dried or fresh, you know, maybe cooked in a little bit of coconut oil. Even a tea, like the traditional medicinals is a great brand. They're very clean. They have tons of cinnamon teas and peppermint teas, and you could put nutmeg in it. Anything, you know, those like cinnamon, those desserty flavor type teas. Obviously, you're going to look and see about the sugar. Usually, caffeine-free teas won't have any of that in it. But just remember, if you're hungry or tired, sugar cravings are going to be stronger because your body's like, okay, come on, I need pick-me-up, and you know the pick-me-up, that would be sugar. So I want you to make sure you're eating enough at meal times and get to bed very early and making sure you're eating every 3 hours and drinking the water. Remember for the successful steps there that you're doing that. So I guess it's an answer that's more holistic, right? Cravings actually are good. They give you tons of information about what's going on. Sometimes the craving of wine, oh, I'm going to have a glass of wine with dinner, or I might have a glass of, or I might have ice cream after dinner. It's always that sweet thing, right? Or that sugar thing. A lot of it could be, oh, I just want to reward myself because I made it through the day without killing any of the children. Or, wow, I got to reward myself. I accomplished this work project and it's finished and we did a great job. You know, but if when it becomes an everyday thing, that's when addictions start and you have difficulty losing weight and that sugar can creep up on you. So I really want us to look at the sugar thing, especially during our detox. So those are really awesome questions. And like I said, there's a lot of FAQs in the manual. There is one other question that wasn't asked with those who sent in emails earlier today is about weaning off of the caffeine. So I talk about this in our detox manual. I talk about it in the pre-cleanse information that you got when you signed up for the program and when you signed up for Clean and Sexy membership. Now, if you drink coffee, if you drink more than 3 cups a day of caffeine, I want you to limit it now to 2. Start that right away, tomorrow morning, whenever you can start. And then a day or two later, get down to 1 cup. Add a lot of water, right? You're drinking your water in the meantime. By either the day before winter renewal starts or 2 days before, do what you can and try to do half cap, half decaf, and see if you can wean hopefully by day one, because I will tell you, we want day one not to be rough. I'm not going to say it will be, but those caffeine withdrawal headaches can be brutal. So I want you to start weaning now if you can. Okay, so that's just something I want to point out, especially during our kickoff call. And I think that is it. I think that's what we got going on here. So, that wraps things up. I really believe it does. So that wraps up our Winter Renewal kickoff call. Of course, I will be coaching you throughout your 10 days. So, you know, even now, email me at lisa@wholehealthdesigns.com, and we will, you know, solve any issue that you might be having before your cleanse starts. I'll be here during your cleanse, so email me. If you do have questions, though, about technology, about not getting an email, we're very, very, very efficient, and we've been doing this for years. And lots of times, sometimes if the emails aren't found, either they're lost in cyberspace or they're found in junk mail or your spam. If you have Gmail, look in your promotions folder, drag it, and find us, find an email from Whole Health Designs, drag it to your regular folder, and then from there, Gmail thinks, oh, you want to get emails from Whole Health Designs, and then it'll just keep sending things to you, and you'll be able to see it. So make sure, if you have any tech questions, you email Billy@info@wholehealthdesigns.com. She will be able to help you. She's a tech whiz, so she's good. She's gotcha. If you have any information about the manual, things like that, she will also be the person to talk with. If you have questions about tweaking a recipe or questions about your sugar cravings, that's, you know, I'm here for you. I gotcha. So I think that might be everything. I am so happy and so excited we get to start our new year together. We got this. We definitely got this. Remember, new year, same you, more self-love. We're going to kick it up a notch with the self-care. We're going to learn tons of habits, and we're going to see what works for us and what doesn't work for us. And we're going to keep on evolving during this wellness journey. Remember, this is a marathon, not a sprint, although the detox can get us kicked off pretty quickly and jumpstart a lot of healthy habits. So, like I said, I'm really excited to be with you, and I can't wait to see what happens. So have an amazing night. Remember to look for your materials 24 hours from now, and I'll see you on the forum, and make sure you email me if you have any questions. And like I said, we got this. Have a wonderful night, and love you all.